Just be with your hand. Jesus. I'm being anointed. Touch me with your hand.
Listen to me, son. Man, have your seat. The presence of God can be seen. When people see it and they don't take advantage of it, they become victims in life. You can't be in this service and go back the same way you came. Some people are spectators. They give report. They don't experience. May that not be your portion. Lord, we thank you. The presence of the Lord can be seen. The presence of the Lord can be felt. The presence of the Lord can be made manifest. The presence of the Lord can do great things. The presence of the Lord brings mighty things. Without the presence of God, we are nothing. The people of the Bible understood the presence of God. That's why the man Moses, after walking with God for almost 40 years, came back and said, if your presence will not go with me, I am not ready to leave this place. Many people are going different places without the presence of God, and they are becoming victims of the situation of life. When you don't understand the power inherent in the presence of God, even when you see it, you don't know. You look around, ah, why is this man just rolling? Why are they just jumping? I beg pastor, come and preach now. Why are they just rolling? Let me get them. You are becoming the same way and believing the same because you don't experience, you don't know what the presence of God is, and you don't know what it can do for you. I need you to know that where the presence of God is, it can be seen. Genesis 21:22. Genesis 21:22. Let's look at it. And at that time, Abimelech and Sichor, the commander of his army, said to Abraham, God is with you in all that you do. Point at your pastor and say that to me. Point at me, says. Point at me. I didn't hear you. Say it again, let me hear you. All I do is pray for you. The day I ask you to pray for me, you will be looking at me like. Say that to me again. Say that to yourself. Say, God is with me. In all that I do. I need you to know that even though some of us do not know that God is with us, the enemy can see that God is with you. Ah, what a terrible situation when everybody around knows that God is with you. But you that is with you don't know. So you are not taking advantage of it. He spoke to Abraham and said, God is with you in everything that you do. Keep going with me. Look at Genesis 26:28. Abraham, the father of Isaac. And they said, talking to Isaac, we see plainly that the Lord has been with you. See, it can be a family matter, sir. If the Lord is with me, it can be with my children. It is a family matter. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved, you and your family. Hello, listen to me. When you are saved, the Lord wants to save everybody in your family. Your experience, the Lord wants you to be the experience of everybody in your family. God was with Abraham and God was with Isaac. Your Christianity that does not affect your children is fake. The presence of God you carry must be upon your children. Are you here in church? And they spoke to Isaac and said, the Lord is with you. We can see that the Lord is with you. In case you don't see, I can see that the Lord is with you. Look at somebody and say, I can see that the Lord is with you. Point at somebody far off and say, I can see that the Lord is with you. Talk to yourself, say, I can see that the Lord is with me. Genesis 30:27. Listen, we can see the one that God is with. Now, Jacob again. It runs in the family. The covenant works. The covenant is transformed. The covenant works in many generations. God was with Abraham. God was with Isaac. And he came to Jacob again. Look at Laban. And you see, all these things, it is not them saying it. they know. They walk in the consciousness of it. And people see. I say, the Lord is with you. I've been to places where people look at me and say, there was a day we were going to the airport. Me and this Baba Beji driving me, wanted to go and pick one of our guest ministers. We got to what do we call it? Those places where police are, what do we call it? Checkpoint. And they stop us. We stop. I was honest, I was just facing my business. He was talking to the man. Then while he was talking to the man, he was looking at me. And I look up. He now asked me, are you a pastor? I said, why did you ask? He said, there is something about you. Even if you don't know, the enemy knows. The devil knows that the Lord is with you. Even if you are not aware, even if you don't feel it, I know that the Lord is with you. Can I hear you say, the Lord is with me? Say that, let me hear you. Don't go out tomorrow and behave like somebody that the Lord is not with. Beggarly, survivalist, complainant, murmurer. The Lord is with you and you are murmuring. Many of you are not making the power and the presence of God work in your life because you speak against what your experiences are. But I'm here to tell you that even though you don't know, people around you know that the Lord is with you. Can we say, God, I thank you because you are with me? Lift your hands and say, God, I thank you because you are with me. And because you are with me, as I go into this week, prophesy into your week, prophesy, 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 into your week, prophesy, into your week, the Lord is with me. Therefore, as I go into this week, the Lord is with me. Prophesy into your week in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Listen to me. They know that the presence of God is with us, and they know there are advantages that come with the presence of God. I have 31 advantages here with biblical examples on the power of God being with you. Number one, Revelation 4:1. Rejoice, oh favored one. That's not the scripture I'm reading. The angel appeared to Mary. Say, rejoice. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among the people. The Lord. Give me the scripture. I didn't say you remove it. Bring it quickly. Revelation 4:1. After this, I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I had heard, speaking to me like a trumpet, said, come to me, and I will show you what must take place. After the first, I need you to know that there is an invitation of God for us to come into His presence. But the advantage of coming into His presence is that when we come into His presence, there are revelations. Look at this. Come up here into my presence, and I will show you what must take place after this. Sir, ma'am, the secret of your success in business is in the presence of God. Sir, ma, the secret of your breakthrough in your life is in the presence of God. I've made up my mind never to live my life by trial and error again. The secret of my life is in His presence. So I go to His presence, and there is an express invitation for me to come up, come up, come up here, and I will show you. When you want to know His future, what is about to happen, go into His presence. He will show you. Can we pray? May your eyes be open. May your eyes be open. May your eyes be open. Come up here and I will show you what is about to happen. The revelation that comes from His presence, let it be your portion. In the name of Jesus. Anyone in the presence of God does not need to bother about where their children are and what is happening to them. Because if anything wants to happen, He will give you first-hand information. He will touch you. Pray for that girl. Why? Come into my presence, and I will show you. Stop amebo, physical amebo. Enter the spirit. Come into the presence of God. Let Him show you. What matter? Did you notice that people that go about facing business that all don't concern them, God does not speak to them? They have no revelation. That's why they need news that does not concern them. Because he said, come into my presence. Then I will show you. I will come in the future and show you inventions in life, technological breakthroughs in life that God revealed to people in their dreams. The solution to your problem is in the presence of God. Come, so that I might show you. Can we say amen to that? You need to know anything. Come into the presence of the Lord and he will reveal them unto you. That's one. Joshua chapter 1 verse 5. Let's run. Joshua chapter 1 verse 5. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Why? Just as I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Listen to me. No, the presence of God makes you overcome or prevail over every opposition. Every opposition is terminated before the child of God that carries his presence. Joshua had just become anointed as a leader. He was afraid. He was fearful. The Lord said, fear not. I am with you. And because I am with you, no man can stand against you all the days of your life. Go and read the book of Joshua. He never lost one battle. Even though he was deceived, he had a setback. He recovered by the presence. I pray for everyone here. Because you are in the presence of God and you carry his presence, let every opposition bow before you. In the name of Jesus, lift your right hand and pray for yourself. Say, because I carry his presence, let every opposition bow like they bow before Joshua. Because God is with me. God is with me. God is with me. Let them bow. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Sometimes we are in our room and we hear maybe a movement or a noise from our children's room. And then I will stand up. You know me, most of the time, you know me, they hear, and my wife, they hear. Tell me, just stand up. Push the door in it and stand and look at them. Most of the time, they don't notice me. And I go back. Sometimes, there's a noise in the same movement, noise. I go to the room. I want to move. I use my leg to reach the door. Bah! Daddy! What's daddy? Both times I was with them. The first time they did not know, I was still there. The second time they knew, I was still there. Whether you know it or you don't know, the Lord is with you. And when I was there, any danger, I would have taken away at that time. Whether they knew it or not. If only you know the battles he has won on your behalf, you will never be quiet when you are thanking God. That song says, he was not looking at my behavior, he was not looking at my character, he was not looking at my words. He just keeps taking care of me, whether you know it or not. We thank you. His presence makes us prevail over every opposition. Can we check Isaiah 41:10? I love Isaiah 41:10. I love it. I love Isaiah 41:10. Can we all read together? Let's go. Fear, fear not. I am with you. Be not dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous. When the Lord is with us, he does all these things. But I'm interested in the first part. When the Lord is with us, he takes away every fear. every fear. Every fear. Most of the time we want to undertake things and we are fearful. But we just remember that the Lord is with us and we arise and we do. And I keep telling you this church, do it afraid. Are you afraid? Do it afraid. Are you fearful? Do it fearful. When fear raises its head, let faith come in. Fear will disappear. When fear raises its head, you take the first step, it will disappear. But when God comes, the first he tells you, fear not. Fear cannot be the Christian. Fear is the opposite of faith. Fear is an ammunition of the darkness. It's a weapon of the devil to make you crumble. Don't allow fear in your life. That's why he said, fear not. I am with you. Some scholars will say there are 366 fear not or words like that in the Bible. So that you have one for each year. And a jara. And in case it's a leap year, you have to leap year. Can I hear you say, I will no longer fear? For the Lord is with me. Lift your right hand up. Commit your fears. What is that thing making you afraid? Say, from today, I overcome you. Because the Lord is with me. Because the Lord is with me. I overcome you. I overcome you. I overcome every form of fear. I overcome every form of fear. For the Lord is with me. In Jesus' mighty name. We have Isaiah 43 verse 2. The presence of God saves and delivers us from every calamity and tragedy. So we thank you. Can you remember any testimony of God's deliverance over your life? Me, I can remember many. I wanted to share one. I look at the time has gone. He has delivered us many times. Why? His presence goes to us. It makes me understand why David will say, cast me not away from my presence. Why Moses will say, if your presence will not go with me, I am not ready to leave this place. Look at it. When you pass through the water, I will be with you. Who is that person making you afraid in the market? Making you afraid in your office? Hear the word of God. When you pass through the waters, you will pass through the waters. And what God is telling you is this. There are some things he will deliver you from. When he says he deliver you from it, that means he will not make you go through them. There are some things he will deliver you through them. You will go through it and you will see come out. The three Hebrew women, he didn't say they will not go through the fire. They went through fire. He joined them there. The presence of the Lord goes before us everywhere we go to, delivers us from every calamity and tragedy. Therefore, fear not. Because there is a deliverance for you. Lift your two hands up. Say, Lord, I represent my family here. This year, no calamity, no tragedy, no evil news. By the presence of the Lord, by the presence of the Lord, the presence of the Lord gives me an advantage. Save and deliver me from calamity and tragedy. By the presence of the Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Hear the top secret of success and prosperity. It is the presence of God. I was telling, I don't know where I was saying it. I've been saying it last 3-4 weeks. I said for us, for some people, the blessings of God, you need to get a reservoir at home and store. You have inverter with batteries to store the power. The head power must charge. It's a poor country. For us, God wants us to be permanently connected to the reservoir of heaven. That you don't need to save anything. So whether you have money in your account or not, it doesn't matter. When you need the money, it makes it available. Because you are always connected to the source. You can clap, but if you don't understand this, you will go and steal $3 billion and keep somewhere. That information is wonderful, but you need to understand it. All your needs will be met at any time you have that need, no matter the amount it is. because you are connected to the reservoir of heaven. So whether I have savings or I don't have, whether the church has savings or we don't have, we do the project we want to do. For your information, in case you don't know, the second bus was delivered this morning. It is outside. When we started talking about it, there was no money in the account. We have bought the second one. We will soon buy the third one. Listen, we didn't have a reservoir, but we were connected to the reservoir in heaven. If you don't understand, if you have been in this church for long, you will understand what I'm talking about. What you are connected to is what matters. Are you connected to the presence of God? Genesis 39, 3, 2 and 3. Time just a deal with me every time. Can we all read together? Let's go. The Lord was with. You might not understand. Go back to verse 1. Go back to verse 1. There is a strange mystery about the presence of God that makes it overturn everything. If only you understand the presence. Let's read. Now, Joseph has been brought down to Egypt. And Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the guard, an Egyptian, had brought him from the Ishmaelites, who had brought him down there. So Joseph was still a slave. He was still a slave in Potiphar's house. Now, verse 2. Repeat that again. What is the secret of Joseph's success? Stop running after what is not missing. And the Lord was with Joseph. And he became a successful man. And he was in the house. For people that tell you that you must start your business before you make it in life, they don't know the salary end by the MD of Dangote. They don't know the salary end by some bank MDs. Some bank MDs earn 300 million naira per annum. If they start business, they can't make that money. He was in the house of Potiphar. And he was successful. Don't let any motivational speaker that has never started a business before come and tell you. Salary is a bribe you collect to forget your dream. Don't let anybody. Ask the person where your business also. Ask them. All of them, they have no business. They are just carrying mics and saying, listen, see, if you see anybody doing business in Nigeria, either a small shop and a successful, please. Say, madam, they try. Go try and see. By the time when local government come, state government come, tax come, that one come. By the time when the girl steal all your money, you go see. To all the business people in the house, how only their business? Let the blessing of the Lord be upon you. Let there be an expansion for you. May the presence of the Lord tabernacle go upon everything you do. In the name of Jesus, we come against losses in your business. In the name of Jesus. But he was in Potiphar's house. He was in slavery. And he was successful. It's time to redefine what success is. Success is God with you. With you. Because he's with me, I can achieve anything. That is success. Whether I achieve or I don't achieve, once he is with me, I am successful. He was in the house of Potiphar, and he said he was a success. Look at verse 3. Look at verse 3. See, I keep telling you that people know who God is with. Look at that. His master Saul. It is God upon your business that will make people travel from far off and jump everything and go there. You know, one of the conditions for a good business is location. But when the presence is there, location does not matter. They will run after you. I'm not saying location does not matter, but when the presence is upon you, and that the Lord caused all that he did to succeed in his hand. When the Lord is with you, all that you have succeed. When you are praying, it will not be for yourself. It will be for others. When the Lord is with you, your prayer, you will pray, you will keep praying, but your prayers will not be for you, it will be for others. Ah, oh God, oh that they will enjoy your presence also. That I may enjoy, yes, see my brother, see the way he's suffering. Oh God, oh that you will understand that your kingdom has come. Oh God, then we have people that feed the Lord is then and tomorrow. But they can, oh Lord, my business, the food that we eat, the food my children will eat. Your father is not wicked now. If you're on his side and he's with you, you have no option. You'll be successful. Success is God with you. Let's jump to verse 21. Is it 21? Look at this thing again. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. It is not location, sir. Who is with you? Who is with you? Are you sure? Lift your two hands up. The Lord is with me. I say, mighty man of war. I cannot fail. I take advantage of the presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord with me is an advantage. The Lord is with me. The Lord is for me. The Lord is watching over me. The Lord is going ahead of me. I have an advantage. The presence of the Lord, my advantage. The presence of the Lord, my advantage. The presence of the Lord, my advantage. The presence of the Lord is my advantage. Father, yes, let us bring them into their life that have the advantage. They are the ones that have the presence. They are the ones that have his presence. Without the presence of God, you are nothing. You are nothing. You are nothing. Without the presence of God, you are a miss. Without the presence of God, you are a disaster waiting to happen. And with the presence of God, the Lord is on your side. Jesus is called Emmanuel, God with us. It is only by Jesus that God gives you that fighting that he comes into. It is those who have given their lives to him that he gives that advantage. So listen to me attentively. You want the advantage of the presence of God. He comes through Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus. And today you want to give your life to Christ that he might give you the advantage of his presence. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. You want to say, Jesus, come to my life, just come into my life that I will have the advantage of your presence. Help me. Help. If you have not given you the car, please raise your hand. Well, there's nothing to be ashamed of. Nobody is ashamed of what gives him an advantage. We thank you, we glorify our name. Can tell us anybody who has given cars, please, can you just tap them and take them out? Please, if you have raised up your hand, there are some people at the back waving at you. They just want to talk to you briefly. Can you just go meet them at the back? Quickly. Our time is fast spent there. I will not fail to pray this prayer for you. Isaiah 8:9-10. Just give me Isaiah 8:9-10. Let me just sit here. We are going to read it together. Give me New King James or King James. New King James, okay, James. You will lift your right hand up as we take it. I will have loved ones to stand up, but some people will cover some people. Lift your right hand up. Say with me, be shattered. Let's go. Be shattered. Oh, you people. And be broken in pieces. Give ear. All you from far countries. Guide yourself. But be broken in pieces. Guide yourself. Give me King James. Give me King James. Take it back. Give me King James. King James. Oh, you still guard yourself. Okay, let's go. Let's go. Lift your right hand up. Let's go. Like, can I hear your voice? At the top of your voice. Oh, ye people. And ye shall be broken in pieces. And give ye all far countries. Guard yourself. And ye shall be broken in pieces. Guard yourself. And ye shall be broken in pieces. Take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. Speak the word, and it shall not stand. For the last time, for. God bless you. God go with you. May you never leave the presence of the Lord. May you be conscious and aware of His presence. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will not leave you. He will not forsake you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord lift His countenance upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you peace all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. Pick your fire outside. God bless you.